Glad you did.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Does that intro sound like a Monty Python skit?
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what is right. He is Mary Poppins.
I'm just having some fun with myself. You know, we have to remember that that we're just joking around here some of the time. In fact, the government is actually loving. Everything's fine with the economy. Hand in your guns. It's conservative. There's no problem with all the illegal aliens running wild everywhere. Let the police throw the book at you. Hey, 1,400,000 kids being grabbed by the government every year with no due process. The family courts aren't real courts. Total frauds. It's good. Giant prisons being built everywhere. CIA aircraft crashing all the time full of cocaine and heroin. The government caught shipping in drugs. It's good to have drugs be illegal when the government ships them in. Listen, everything's fine. You know, I'm joking when I say those stuff's bad. It's actually good. You know, I'm an extremist. I shouldn't be upset about what's happening in the nation. I really shouldn't. Look. All right, I'm going to shut up now. Sometimes it just gets a little too serious. You know where you are, baby? You're in the jungle. You're going down. Ha-ha! Kind of like fiddling as the Titanic goes under here. All right. Look, I know we have a lot of phone lines here. Actually, during the break, I was watching Republican Senator Richard Shelby talk about us going into a possible depression on C-SPAN, just the channel we have on here, and saying this is hundreds of times bigger than any bailout we've ever had, and, quote, the biggest challenge. This is only the start. We're just going down the slippery razor blade into the pool of alcohol right now. We're just starting down the water slide. And it could all stop if we just woke up to the New World Order, woke up to the corruption. But instead, it's just everywhere. Systemic corruption. The government is looting the economy. The foreign banks are looting the economy, and we had better get angry about it and say no. Meanwhile, on the 9/11 front, the Intel Center releases another 9/11 video of Al-Qaeda celebrating the attacks of 9/11. Now, the Intel Center's released a bunch of fake videos. By fake, they take 8 and 9 and 7-year-old video and re-edit it and say it's new. And then the Intel Center's run by two former deputies of Donald Rumsfeld, two former CIA psychological warfare experts. Oh, psychological warfare division heads run the Intel Center, who was caught by Wired Magazine, video expert, and others. And we've done this ourselves because we have a lot of video editing equipment. We blow it up on the big screen with the computers. You can see a video is laid down in the same compression rate in the same video layer. Because when you lay a new graphic in, it will be, at a higher resolution. It gets complex, but I have those people. The point is, it would take 30 minutes to describe the compression rates, the video rates, the rest of it. But the Intel Center loads their logo in with the Al-Qaeda logo. How dumb do they think we are? God, these people are incredible. We'd even said that years before it came out in the news. But, I mean, come on, guys. You're so lazy you don't run the video through a couple more layers of DRES to then lay your Intel Center logo over the Al-Qaeda stuff. You understand, crew members, well, you work at a TV station. You should, Paul. They're loading the video in when they put their Al-Qaeda graphics up. and they've got white guys from the U.S. hooked in with intelligence agencies dressed up like Arabs. And they go, well, yes, Adam Gadon does come from a family of a U.S. intelligence and Israeli intelligence, but now he's decided to join Al-Qaeda. Put out videos from the Intel Center in the same video layer. Oh, my God, we're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this country is in red level emergency. I try to joke about it, but it's not funny. Ah! Let's take phone calls here. You're right. I shouldn't be upset that the government puts out fake Al-Qaeda videos to scare the sheep. It's no big deal, actually. Al-Qaeda really did attack us on 9/11. The official story is true. Just the government just puts out fake videos of Al-Qaeda. But the government likes you. Again, everything's fine. Ray, then Jonathan, then Forrest. But, Ray, you're on the air right now. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for your courage and the courage of your family to speak the truth out to us. I would just like to make a few comments. I just have an old-fashioned education. I didn't get to go to college.
That's called an Al-Qaeda education. You're an enemy of America, huh?
That could be.
You don't want to hand your guns in. That's what all Al-Qaeda say.
But I just wanted to say that even with my old-fashioned education, I have been able to see for years that we're just being fed inundation of lies and insanity.
Oh, there's no propaganda. The government admits they buy tens of billions of fake newscasts and buy reporters off. That's completely normal. That's freedom.
Well, isn't that sad?
It's admitted they buy just thousands of reporters fake news.
Well, I just wanted to say that as a Christian, the Bible does say that in the last days, many would love and believe lies instead of the truth.
Yes.
And I would just like to say, I think it's because basically people, it's so psychologically scary to admit that you've been following lies all your life as far as the government and education and everything. If you don't look into it yourself, if you don't listen to people who have alternative views like you and you just believe the people on the TV, it is scary. It's like the Matrix. You have to take the right pill to get the right information, and most people just are too afraid to do it.
No, I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. And a lot of times I feel dirty. I feel like bad. Even though I have all the documents and the proof, I still feel bad having to wreck people's little Alice in Wonderland imaginary world, you know, having to wreck their little tea party. But I have to do it. I mean, I was sitting around the table with family this weekend. They're like, nobody, and it's this other side of the family was visiting. None of us in the family ever had diabetes, and we don't even eat that much sugar, but everybody's getting it. And then one of them started talking about, I need to go get my flu shot. And I go, well, there's hundreds of studies, British Medical Journal, you name it, that the vaccines cause pancreatitis and other problems, but cause other glands and organs to flare up and have, massive inflammation. And they've known since the 70s that's what's increasing diabetes. And they just didn't want to hear it. So, okay, hey, keep shooting up, baby, and we're going to die. Yeah. Just roll them sleeves up and just jam them needles in all the way up to the brim and just shoot that mercury right in there. Just, oh, no, you're like, well, there ain't no mercury in there. They took it out. No, they didn't. They increased it. They increased the mercury and the flu shots and a bunch of other ones. And if you don't want to check it into it, fine, don't. Okay, I mean, look, that's a fact. It's a fact, and you can't weasel out of it. And I told you the HPV shot had already killed a bunch of women in the trials, so women run out and give it to their daughters, and they're dropping dead all over the place and having autoimmune diseases and blood pouring out of them, their ears, their eyes, their noses, everywhere else. And mommy then freaks out about it and tries to sue and finds out that they went and got federal liability protection before they rolled that stuff out. Because they knew good and well what it did during the trials. Okay? And you go ahead and you just roll your sleeves up. You think there's only cancer viruses in the polio shots and the oral polio? No. No, I happen to actually read the vaccine reports. You could do it too, but it's much easier just to call me a nut. Imagine what it's like to spend 15 plus hours a day studying this, and knowing they're killing us, and knowing it's a eugenics operation, and knowing it isn't going to stop, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and cops are going to laugh and roll their baby's sleeve up and shoot that baby up, and they'll have a convulsion right on them and be retarded for the rest of their lives, and the cop mommy and daddy just dance around. Woo, yeah! Woo, we love lies! We love hurting our families. We're going to keep buying into the lies even more. We love being ignorant idiots. Why don't you exercise your right to be informed and find out I'm telling you the truth? Yeah, we'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, that's happy music. I guess I should be happy.
In my hour of darkness.
Hour of darkness, that's better. No, seriously, bottom line, ignore what I'm saying at your own peril. It actually freaks me out a lot. especially when I'm on a road trip or something, I have time to reflect and I'm not working. I just think about all the things we know are going on, and it flips me out. I mean, they know that genetically modified organisms, the gene spliced foods, kill the rats and guinea pigs they feed it to, and they know it's hurting people. They know the vaccines are hurting people by design. They know what they're doing. We have a very cold-blooded elite that think of the public as cattle that deserve to be hurt. And I just get frustrated sometimes because we know what's happening. We know the game plan. And then it's hard to deal with the fact that a lot of the public either can't or won't. I mean, most of the public knows the mainstream media lies and spins and there's disinformation and knows there's an agenda and both parties are bad. But they don't get past that level. I mean, they think they've got it figured out there. No, no, no. When you really figure out what's going on in the world, it is mind-blowing. I'm going to your calls. I just wanted to mention that I saw the Austin American Statesman lying around out there in the newsroom outside the broadcast area here, this local station we broadcast out of, 590 AM in Austin. And it said, selling in newspapers, Cicero 2008. As it awaits a buyer, Statesman faces tumultuous times for industry. And it goes into how all these other big newspapers are trying to sell and nobody wants to buy them. Well, nobody wanted to buy buggy whips in 1925 for horses either. But I've looked at all the, not all, hundreds of different studies on this issue. And bottom line, it's not just that the Internet's killing newspapers. It's also that old people are TV heads now and aren't reading the newspaper anymore. America's been sucked into the blue flashing cathode ray tube. They've been sucked into their television sets. They don't talk to neighbors anymore. They just eat basically ice cream, sit there in front of the television. And then, of course, the coup de grace, or the final blow to all of this, the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say, that little nudge over the cliff, is that the alternative media is becoming more accurate, more versatile, more diverse, and people are really finding out the mainstream media is nothing but Madison Avenue crap. And the mainstream media, I mean, the Statesman, I remember like 10 years ago, they were putting up billboards, not your same old Statesman, which meant they might allow one pro-gun article out of 50 anti-gun ones. You're in Texas. We don't want to hear you anymore. And I'm sorry, the small, tiny inner party of liberal socialists that run Austin for the bankers, they're not going to be able to buy enough papers from you. And it's the same thing with fake conservative newspapers and magazines. They're finding out you're fake conservatives, so they're not buying from you anymore. It's over for you. I mean, might as well just dig a grave for yourselves and jump in it. It's over. And the fake liberal establishment Chronicle, what a joke. These newspapers are a joke. And I'm telling you, the dinosaur media is going to be extinct within 10 years. So you just try to kill the Internet. It's not going to work for you. It's over. Well, let's go to calls here. I am out of control today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Jonathan in L.A. Is that L.A. or Louisiana?
It's L.A.
Okay. City of the sweet little angels. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good, Commander.
Thank you so much for taking my call. You know, you're a really, really great patriot.
I don't know about that. I'm just a crazy redneck that knows how to read declassified government documents. Anyways, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you a couple of, we'll tell you a crazy story that happened to me, but first I wanted to get your take on this article that I came across.
Sure.
It says, LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa signs anti-terror agreement with Israeli Zionists.
And what is that out of?
You Google it. You can Google it, and it comes up. There's like 3-4.
Well, I know that most big police departments in New York, L.A., and others don't just have Homeland Security federalizing them. They're also being trained by foreign governments. Israel's one of them. Mm-hmm. And then when you discover that 99% of terrorism in this country, I mean, you may get a mental patient with a Molotov cocktail every blue moon, but that's it. Should we give up our whole way of life for that? No. That's probably an inside job at the governor's mansion, by the way. So they're looking for patsies right now here in Texas. And they had two layers of fences around it, and that had to be the 1 week where security stood down inside. I mean, come on, folks. Put two and two together.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yes, I know that the mayor of L.A. is an open anti. He wants all guns banned. He is an anti-American who openly, we have tapes of him. Just Google
Really?
Antonio, yeah. Just Google his name and the word La Raza Mecha, and he says, the U.S. belongs to Mexico. We're going to kick all the gringos out.
Wow.
So, of course, he works for foreign governments. That's what it's all about.
Wow.
This is a nation of suckers born to be taken. Okay? And until we realize that we are known as the sucker, we are known as the idiots of the planet. Why was the right whale called the right whale? It was sweet. It was fat. It had a lot of blubber oil. It was stupid. It would come up to your boat. You could harpoon it. Whereas a sperm whale or something else would attack your ship, pull your boats under. It was called the right whale. We're known as the right sucker. They're like, oh, the nation of idiots. You mean those people that think they know it all and think they run it all and think they're invincible and think they're free. You mean those people. See, we have to admit how far we've fallen to get our liberty and our freedom back. Okay, let's go to Forrest in California. Forrest, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex Jones. I've just been thinking about the last year or so. So I have a couple points and a question.
Did you hear us say that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were going to go under?
Yes, sir. You've been on point. You've been on the cutting edge, and that's a deal.
Well, it wasn't hard. It's a giant money laundering operation designed to be imploded. It's like if you see two scammers at a retirement community running a Ponzi scheme. You tell the old folks you're going to be taken. Their kids tell them, and they just say, no, you're just jealous. I've done a big business deal. And then the old folks don't want to talk about it after they've been Ponzi, but go ahead.
Right on. And that's another reason to preserve our right to be on the radio and to protect free speech, because it is a spiritual war. It's about our individual sovereignty. And that's the beauty of the people and technology that we have nowadays to be the media and be the news. And you and Jason and Aaron and Bob Chapman and Luke, y'all are like free speech champions, like the San Antonio Spurs or the Boston Celtics or the Cowboys. And
I didn't know they were involved in free speech, but thank you.
Yeah, just in your own right. I mean, a lot of glory goes to sports and whatnot.
Well, look. You know? The only reason that and thank you, my friend. The only reason all of us who are fighting for liberty against tyranny deserve some glory is because few stood against many, and we have woken up hundreds of millions globally, and we're starting to turn the tide. And so the fact that few stood against many and against all the propaganda and the slickness. That David versus Goliath, that Cinderella story, Renaissance, movement idea. The fact that you have the underdogs. People love underdogs, especially underdogs that are right. And this isn't a movie. This isn't a football game. This isn't issues of little or no significance that won't matter. This is happening now. They are going to implode the economy and bring in an engineered depression with an overlay of martial law and stage terror attacks to keep you rallied around the government so there can't be a revolution to overthrow the corrupt government. They stage the terror as the pretext to bring the NORTHCOM military apparatus in to suppress you while you're going from first world to third world status. We'll be right back with more calls.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2. $19.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, glad that you have joined us today. You know, you are not going to be alive forever, ladies and gentlemen. Humans have this idea, this instinctive feeling of something larger, of immortality, and you know, that can be in question for some. But the point is, we know that our ancestors certainly existed, and our progeny will exist, unless we have some type of giant thermal nuclear war or some horrible bioweapon gets released. But just remember, a lot of civilizations have risen and fallen. In fact, some civilizations so old, we don't even know if they really existed. I hearken back to between the time that the oceans drink Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age of great adventure. We could sit there and open the phones up and see if somebody knows what movie that's from. See, I could really screw around here on air, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to be doing that, but this stuff's too heavy for me. That's the big secret here. This stuff's getting too heavy for me. I want it to stop. I want to think it's not true. But you see, I can't do that because I love my family. I can't lie to myself and say that I don't know history and I don't know the current shadow government COG's operation. All right, let's get to your calls. Enough of my senseless babbling like a monkey or something. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
The other day I read an article about the microwave type weapon, and they said it was totally undetectable. It exposes no visible beam, not even at night, and it could be shot from miles and miles and miles away.
Yeah, we know that Delta Force got real mad at Waco investigators. Some filmmakers and some of them associated with it ended up winning the Academy Award. And they got Academy Award nomination. And they microwaved a couple guys to death in their houses. Of course, we talked about that. It's all declassified. A lot of it's declassified. It's all part of directed energy weapons programs. Bob Woodward last week is like, there's this super weapon as big as the Manhattan Project that's allowing us to beat the insurgents, but we won't tell you what it is. Al Qaeda knows, but you can't know. Well, we know it's the microwave guns, and yeah, they kill a lot of people like that. As early as the 60s, they killed U.S. citizens with that. They just pull up and fry you, and you know, you die a few days later.
Well, my question is, Alex, do you think it's possible, you know, with all these new high-tech weapons that they have got developed, that they've tested a weapon like this on World Trade Center 1 and 2 in addition to thermite and bombs?
Well, we know they have more high-power direction.
I mean, it looked like a Roman candle when it went off, you know?
Well, I know they have a lot of more powerful directed energy weapons, but that doesn't have the signature of directed energy weapons, and I really think some of the people that are questionable have been putting that hypothesis out. Look, here's the deal. I was interviewed by probably, I don't know, 10 radio stations last week. And that's just the interviews I agreed to do, and probably 10 newspapers, something like that, from the Daily Texan to some Northern England paper. I mean, you know, you name it, I did it. And they always go, okay, well, if 9/11's an inside job, give us exactly what happened. That's like if the police go to somebody's house because they got a tip and they dig up 15 bodies in the backyard, but the guy won't say if he did it or not. They've just got, you know, it's in his backyard, and there's pictures of him burying the people. So we know he did it. We're not sure what year he did it, how he did it, where he picked these women up, who they are. And it's the same thing here. We know the hijackers, absolute admitted fact, AP. If I listen to all the papers, we'd run out of time. It's in the film Fabled Enemies I just produced. It's in my first film, America, first film put out in the U.S., well, worldwide on 9/11, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It was in the British papers, the Canadian. The U.S. papers in full view. Hey, why is this colonel that runs the Defense Language School, why is this general, why is this embassy head saying the hijackers were U.S. government agents? And then I'd call them up, doot, 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 doot. Oh, hi, Mr. Springman. You were the head of the visa section for all of Saudi Arabia, the main U.S. embassy. And can I have you on the radio? And he comes on. He goes, well, all I know is I wouldn't let them back in. They were clearly al-Qaeda. And then I got told by higher-ups, let them in. That's a CIA cover. But it didn't stop there. Maybe Springman's making it up. So then you call up Colonel Butler. And he's like, yeah, the hijackers were trained at my base in spy training. You know, I taught ADA in my class. You know, the dean teaches some class there. They were U.S. agents. I mean, and then you've got them training at Pensacola, and people go public there, and then they have plane crashes and die before they can speak out. But the point is, that's one piece of evidence. I have hundreds. I don't know what happened, man. All I know is the government was running drills that day of attacking the same buildings at the same time and used drills to make NORAD stand down. All I know is the U.S. troops were massed around Afghanistan in the months before to attack it, and Bush signed the launch order the day before, source MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters. All I know is PNAC wrote documents and Dick Cheney wrote documents saying we need an attack that kills as many people as Pearl Harbor to organize our population to fight wars for oil and weapon sales. What am I supposed to do? And then I've got CNN and Fox videos where they're on the ground and cops and firemen are going, getting back, they're going to blow up Building 7. It's coming down. We've been told, get everybody back. The government's bringing it down. And then I go find those firemen and police and emergency workers, and I interview them. And I go, well, you're on the video. You're out there with Amy Goodman, and then you're told to get back. And what'd you hear? Well, FEMA wouldn't tell us exactly what was going on, but they were on their radio along with the Red Cross, and we finally said, why is everybody running out of the area? And they said, and took their hand off the CB, the radio, and it was going, 5, 4, 3, 2. And the guys, run for your lives! Boom, 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 boom. I mean, I'm supposed to ignore that? I mean, seismographs pick it up. the NASA aircraft show, 3,000, 2,600 degree molten steel. Molten, folks, from 1,500 degree jet fuel. People are standing in holes in the buildings 1 minute, and the next minute those pillars are blowing apart right beside them. Doesn't melt the woman, doesn't melt the man, but it melts giant 4 foot around columns sprayed with asbestos, jacketed with fire retardant. And hundreds 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 and hundreds. And then you got the former Italian intelligence head, the former German intelligence head, the former top Italian president, one of the most highly respected, former German defense minister, high-level members of the Japanese government, several former CIA section chiefs like Bill Christensen, Bob Baer, you know, they make Syriana about, one of the most famous living CIA black op commanders, coming out on my show saying 9/11 is an inside job. You've got Ronald Reagan's chief CIA advisor saying it's an inside job. All the evidence shows that. You've got governors and movie stars and all of them. Why? Because they've looked at the evidence, folks, and they had incredible courage to do that. You think it was fun day one going on my radio show and saying it was an inside job? You think it was years before making films about government-sponsored terrorism? My first film made in 1997 is about government-sponsored terror, America Destroyed by Design. Hey, I'm not tooting my horn, folks. They, as Winston Churchill said, a lot of people in their lives get run over by the truth, run into something really incredible. But most people get up and dust themselves off and act like nothing ever happened. Me, when I found out the feds bombed Oklahoma City and I interviewed Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror, and the FBI came to his house and pointed guns at him and said, "You'll stop talking about bombs in the building." And when they killed cops in Oklahoma City, who was speaking out about the BATF in there with bombs. I mean, they took cops and tortured them to death. I mean, gut them, spilt their guts out, sliced them all over, electrocuted them. You know, I found out about that. I found out all everybody knew in Oklahoma City. And then I found out that the government did that. And I found out that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators in 93 for the first World Trade Center attack. See, I was into this before it ever happened on 9/11. By the way, the next one's going to be bigger than that if we don't expose false flag terror. Stay with us. Your call's right here.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. All right, final segment. No more time to screw around here. Let's try to race through six or seven calls we got left here up on the big board. KJ in Florida, welcome.
Alex, great show on us. Thank you for all your hard work. I had a question about the TB skin test. You know what I'm talking about? It's not, I'm not sure it's a vaccine.
Yeah, they jab you with it with the antibodies, I believe. I forget. You know what? I don't know how what's in there. No, it's dead TB. It's dead TB that they jab. It's a radiated TB they jab you with. There's different types of tests, but I think that's the main one.
I heard that it's now mandatory for immigrants to take that if they're trying to get a green card. I did read online that Leonard Horowitz was trying to get that stopped in Hawaii. From what I understand, he's not for it. Do you know much about that? Is it?
Well, Dr. Horowitz is a smart guy. I'm sure it's not good. I just know this. Everybody else's ancestors who came in the last 120 years or so got tested at Ellis Island. There was restrictions, controls. That's why there's other parts of the world there that are the same latitude and longitude. The same level near the equator, the same areas that are hot where you have more diseases because they haven't controlled them or they're a third world population. And so for the climate is what I mean to say. And yeah. So we need to get some controls. Trichinosis, in Mexico, they spray the human sewage on the plants, the tomatoes, the peppers. That's what's been causing, now admitted, we said a year before, but now it's admitted, AP admits it, the government admits it, that it's the feces being spread on the food. You know, we just need to have some basic controls here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But then meanwhile, the controls are only on U.S. produce, not on anything coming in and out of foreign countries, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, everything with regulation is designed to bankrupt the farmer, the rancher, the small business person.
Right. So I guess you're saying if you had to take that test, you'd try to avoid it, I guess, would you?
You know, my dad is not a medical doctor. He's a dentist and oral surgeon, but he doesn't seem to think that's bad. He doesn't take the hepatitis shot because of all the health problems that are associated with that. I know some of the old live hepatitis shots used to make people get really sick. I know I had an uncle got hepatitis from it being given to him once. And I know that the smallpox shot they tried to give the cops 5 years ago, a bunch of people got smallpox, so they had to stop giving it. I mean, these vaccines are dangerous, but I appreciate your call. Look into it for yourself, and I wouldn't even trust your doctor. Go, type in adverse reactions or reactions from TB test, and then you can read the medical literature for yourself and make your own judgment. Don't believe me. Don't believe the doctors. Find out for yourself. I don't. Memory serves. It's a radiated, dead TB, tuberculosis, so it's not a problem, but who knows. JD, because, see, Horowitz and others will say, and a lot of evidence shows they're right, the jacket of the or the dead DNA in a virus, in a bacteria, still is associated with other autoimmune problems, with allergies. A lot of studies on that. I mean, it's like Crohn's disease is caused by vaccines. Hundreds of studies. Crohn's is a cover for a lot of other gut-borne problems, viral infections, always associated with the shots. Same thing. I mean, it's a plague, folks. It's a plague. And 30 years ago, people were taking about 5 shots. Now it's up to 50-something. Now they want it to be 100-something. Just, you got to take this, you got to take that. And there's no law, you got to take it. It's all color of law. Where else can you tell people it's the law when it's not, and they'll roll their sleeves up? J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, J.D. How are you doing down there with the hurricane? Missed you, huh?
We're just getting rain over here, really. But I wanted to get a message out to some of those people out there who are having problems waking others up. One of the things I've discovered is it's about planting seeds with people. You walk up to somebody, you know, you just give them a copy of Endgame. It's mostly just a matter of keeping your mouth shut and say, hey, you know, I picked this up on the internet. Check this out. And, you know, tell me what you think about it. It's all about, you know, planting seeds slowly with people, getting them to wake up slowly, because if you hit them with it, they're not going to wake up, and they're always going to be objective to it.
Well, J.D., different approaches have different effects. I go with the 2x4 up against the head to cut through all the media clutter, plus this information's hardcore, so it speaks for itself. But I agree that with films, the best way with a copy of Loose Change, Final Cut, or Endgame, or Terror Storm, or, you know, whatever films I produced or directed, you just come to them and you say, hey, tell me what you think about this, Bubba. And then that way you have no bad repercussions on you. And a week later you say, did you watch that, Bubba? And then you know, get them to watch it and then see what Bubba has to say. And then Bubba may not even believe it then, but over the years he'll see things that the film covered, and then, you know, he'll get SWAT team for no reason, or CPS will try to steal his kid, or he'll see cops dealing drugs, and then he wakes up.
Absolutely. One of the things, you know, these people that don't want to wake up, in the Civil War, it was son against father, it was brother against brother. You know, those people, if they're not going to wake up, they're just not going to wake up. There's no point in just keep hammering on them. Just let them be yuppies, just let them do what they want to do. Which brings me to a next point. I had a book I wanted to suggest to you to read. It's called The Real Lincoln, written by Thomas DiLorenzo. Now, I'm a Confederate. I'm a Southerner. One of my forefathers, Tom Graves, was a doctor that fought for the South. And one thing I noticed is the North, when a lot of these things that Lincoln did during the war had a lot to do with Marxism. And that's where we get a lot of our Marxist things that are going on today. You can just go read, I know you're familiar with it, but the audience is not. The 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto, written by Karl Marx.
Public education, a central bank.
Absolutely. Yeah. All this, the North, what they did, they came down, they burned our cotton fields, you know, they stole our cotton. One of the things Tom wrote about in his letters back to our family was that when they were marching through one of these towns, I believe it was Guntown in Mississippi, that they had burned the entire town into the ground, and they were raping the women, they were killing the children.
Oh, no, that was Sherman, and actually there are tombstones in Teague, Texas, and places where we actually had family killed during Reconstruction, and then finally they got run out at gunpoint. But again, it's more sophisticated than that. What happened is the North, and it started with Andrew Jackson, and he lessened some of it. It was almost a civil war under Andrew Jackson. Of course, he was from the South, South Carolina and then Tennessee. But the British came into the South and were fomenting rebellion, wanting to split the country in two. Now understand, my family was all in the Confederacy as well. I'm not here bashing the Confederates. And it wasn't about slavery. Lincoln wrote that. That's a lie that people have been lied to about that. He did that to try to destabilize, you know, near the end of the war in the South. But the point is that it's divide and conquer. And so the North was oppressing the South, controlling its Western expansion, putting taxes on its goods, trying to dominate with a central government. And so it went back to a 1776 idea of liberty and freedom. Okay? And so the British accentuated that and got the South with William Jefferson Davis and the rest of them, who meant well to break off, and then they had the North come in, and then the British stationed troops in the Canada threatening to come in to the North, and they wanted to divide and conquer. It's called the Great Game. And so you have to coldly analyze what happened there and understand how the North was oppressing the South through policies, but then how the British came in and played on that, not to help the South, but to try to bring down the entire country. All right, let's jam in Bob here in Oklahoma. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
It's an honor to talk to you. And just to let you know real quickly, I got woke up by Freedom and Fascism, and I've been listening to you, and I've seen Endgame and Fabled Enemies and all of those. And I must say that the information is totally overwhelming to me personally. But since I've been woken up, I now have tax problems, and recently I wrote an article in my local small-town paper about there is no difference between McCain and Obama as far as their foreign policy. And believe me, I think even the people here in this small town that didn't really like what I had to say, and I got my water shut off last week through a bogus type of charge that I didn't know about at the time, which obviously...
Sounds like you're in a boss hog town.
Well, you know, I don't know yet, but I'm...
Well, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal, and we're almost out of time. That shows the tyranny. That shows why you're fighting and the adversity you're going through. Shows you how real it is. But bottom line, look at McCain. Anti-gun, pro-open border. He's got the Sarah Palin person who won't run anything versus Obama. And things just get worse and worse. But they're going to have to find out for themselves. They're going to have to find out for themselves. I mean, McCain wants amnesty, all of it. And so, you know, let them find out. They're going to get hurt bad. We're out of time. I'm sorry. Call me back tomorrow, David, Sue, others, here in the weekday show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I want to thank the fine crew in there today. My God, I got three people working on this show now. They're lavishing me over here. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Look, don't believe anything I've said. Check it out for yourself. Just start looking into what's going on in the world. Find out what's really happening.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.